Imagine sitting alone in your rural Maine home when suddenly two ascended masters materialize in your living room. This extraordinary encounter launched Gary Renard into a decade-long spiritual journey that would challenge everything he thought he knew about reality. The visitors, Artin and Persa, didn't come bearing comforting spiritual platitudes. Their message was radical and uncompromising. The entire universe is an illusion, a dream from which we need to awaken. What makes this encounter so compelling isn't just its supernatural elements, but the profound philosophical framework it introduces, a framework that offers a revolutionary perspective on forgiveness, consciousness, and the nature of reality itself. What if our universe began with a single, tiny, mad idea of separation from perfect oneness? Before this, there existed only the always, a state of eternal oneness where only God exists, a perfect heaven of endless love beyond human comprehension. The cosmic drama began when a small aspect of Christ wondered, "What would it be like to play on my own?" This created the illusion of duality. While we remain safe in heaven, our minds perceive a world of multiplicity. The ego convinced us we'd sinned by separating, instilling guilt and fear, motivating the creation of the physical universe as a hiding place. What science calls the Big Bang was actually the mind projecting the thought of separation outward. Now everything appears outside us, including God, allowing problems to be projected elsewhere. The entire cosmos is simply a script playing out this separation in every conceivable way. The ego speaks as a trusted friend while ensuring its survival through our individuality. Its thought system, based on sin, guilt, fear, and attack, gets projected outward into the world. This projection lets us blame others for our problems, preventing us from addressing the real issue in our minds. Notice how life seems to be one problem after another? This is the ego's design. From birth, we face problems seemingly requiring external solutions, keeping us looking outward rather than inward. The ego's dictate is seek and do not find, ensuring that while circumstances appear to change, our buried guilt remains intact. The ego's nature is fundamentally hatred, specifically self-hatred, for seemingly abandoning heaven. We project this hatred outward, making others our scapegoats. The world we see is merely a projection of our own guilt, with pleasant experiences mixed in to mask the underlying darkness. Most spiritual seekers remain unaware of this murderous thought system operating in their unconscious mind. Our journey back to God progresses through four spiritual attitudes. Most begin in dualism, seeing clear separation between self and everything else. God appears distant, while the world seems immediate. Our minds project contradictory qualities onto God, both loving and wrathful, reinforced by religious concepts of heaven and hell. As we evolve into semi-dualism, we question these contradictions. Can a loving God hate? Can perfection contain flaws? This awakening challenges beliefs about separation and judgment. You might feel drawn to unity teachings while still experiencing the world dualistically. Non-dualism represents a profound shift, recognizing that perception itself requires duality. Without duality, there can be no interaction, no universe, no perceiver. The universe exists only through perception, a trick created by seemingly dividing oneness, fundamentally altering our view of reality. Pure non-dualism requires the mind to choose completely against itself in favor of God, relinquishing individual identity. Jesus achieved this by realizing the universe doesn't exist and that he was pure spirit. Few traditions point to this level as it means the end of all seeking and individual existence. At the moment of separation, the Holy Spirit emerged as divine protection, teaching that the separation never occurred. Had we chosen this interpretation instead of the ego's, our dream adventure would have ended immediately. Instead, we embraced the ego's offer of individual identity. While the ego teaches inevitable sacrifice, the Holy Spirit reveals no real loss exists in God's reality. The ego condemns through projection, but the Holy Spirit recognizes everyone's inherent innocence and will dismiss the case against you, because there can be no case against a child of God. Most revolutionary is the Holy Spirit's teaching that there is no world. This doesn't deny our experiences, but suggests what we perceive as solid reality is merely projected thought. The Holy Spirit sees attackers not as threats requiring defense, but as suffering souls calling for love. The Holy Spirit's vision transcends physical appearance, recognizing we are eternal spirit rather than limited bodies. Only thoughts we think with God have reality and permanence. Unlike the ego's complex judgment system, the Holy Spirit sees everyone as fundamentally the same, holy, perfect, and complete. The world's forgiveness says, "I forgive you for what you did to me," making the error real before pardoning it. The Holy Spirit's forgiveness recognizes that nothing real occurred. "I forgive you for what you didn't really do, because it was just my dream." This distinction transforms our perspective. When we judge others, we fall into the ego's trap of making the dream real. The Course teaches that guilt cannot be dispelled by making it real and then atoning for it. Instead, the Holy Spirit dispels it simply through the calm recognition that it has never been. To forgive means to give ahead of time, maintaining readiness to forgive whatever arises. Eventually, you'll laugh at the ego's presentations. The ego thrives on conflict, and any negative reaction sustains it, while forgiveness liberates. That driver who cut you off? Not a real person harming you, but a projection in your dream of separation. Your irritating colleague? An opportunity to recognize the dream's unreality and choose peace. With practice, this perspective becomes second nature. Time is an illusion created when the mind divided one singular moment into countless parts. All of time and space exist only as beliefs in the mind. When the mind awakens, it continues as it always was, outside time and space entirely, in timeless being. The universe functions like a cosmic rerun we've collectively forgotten. Though we seem to observe from physical bodies in linear time, we're actually viewing from a higher dimensional perspective. The script is already complete, the spiritual journey finished. We're merely reviewing it mentally. This explains déjà vu experiences and prophetic dreams as glimpses of this completed tapestry. The absolute truth is simply, God is. This reflects pure non-dualism. God is, and nothing else is. Enlightenment means awakening from the dream while still in body, seeing what the Course calls the real world, a world without projections of unconscious guilt where one sees only innocence. Heaven isn't a place but an awareness of perfect oneness and the knowledge that there is nothing else. True heaven has no obstacles. Through consistent forgiveness practice, we can awaken from the dream of separation and remember our true identity as one with God.